Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Floridate. A 19th century settler named David Gibson grew pineapples and citrus on a plantation he owned before he lost it in Roseland. That's in North Indian River County. Some folks say he always wore a black cape. He's also remembered for his efforts to dig out an inlet. Pam Cooper, genealogy and Florida history librarian at the public library in Vero Beach, says Gibson probably enlisted neighbors to help him dig out what became, much later, Sebastian Inlet.
He had 7 children, and I wouldn't doubt he put all of his children to work, too.
What a monumental task. Was it ever navigable during his lifetime? Was he ever able to get a boat from the river to the ocean through what he dug out?
I don't think so. From what I read, all it was a frustration. It was in the paper, but it was very intermittent.
Back in those days, it was called Gibson's Cut.
Yes, though I think they called it after he was gone. Any map you look at, you'll see it says Gibson's Cut.
This guy, from what you were telling me and what I've been reading in your files, he was kind of an eccentric character. Some people thought he wore a black cape.
Yeah, that's the legends that I think I've heard from several descendants. I don't believe that's what he did, but he was quite a character. He was ejected from his own property in 1899. He was being foreclosed on. He was determined to stay on his land, and the sheriff of Brevard County came. They were all prepared to get him. They knew he had a lot of guns. They had actually surprised him, so there was no gun shooting or anything, and he was arrested and removed from his property.
Did he leave the area, Roseland?
No, he sure did not. He stuck around. He was quite a character, him and his wife. From what I understand, he was supposed to have an arsenal. The last record that I found of him was that he was getting a permit to carry more guns.
What was he arming himself for or against?
I wish we knew. He obviously was seeing something that we didn't see. He didn't even have any property at the time. This was in 1904. His wife died in 1907, and it said that she was a widow of the late David Gibson. So I'm thinking he died around 1905.
So he was one of the first settlers of what's now known as Roseland. That's a community in North Indian River County a lot of people might not know much about. Why is it called Roseland?
I'm pretty sure that it was the Kane family. They had 7 children, and they were all girls, and there happened to have been a rose bush that was in that area called Seven Sisters Rose. And I think that's where the name came from.
People really don't know they're driving through or near Roseland because it doesn't really have a downtown. It's a settlement still along the banks of the Sebastian River.
Right in the corner of the Sebastian River and the Indian River.
I was going to ask if the Gibson home is still standing.
I'm working on that. I have found something that says that a man in the 1930s had moved the Gibson home to his property. I haven't been able to follow up on it yet, but I'm just wondering if possibly the Gibson home is sitting somewhere else.
That would be a great find, wouldn't it?
It would.
Especially if you found a black cape in the house somewhere.
And guns.
One final note. In your big file about the Gibson family, you include a copy of an obituary that ran in the St. Lucie County Tribune, 1906. Death of a Remarkable Horse. This was originally Mr. Gibson's horse. Why did it merit an obituary?
Well, apparently he was quite well known. His name was Nimrod, and it may be where the legend came from. Mr. Gibson comes to town on his big horse, and he had a black cape, but maybe the horse was black.
Pam Cooper is going to speak about Roseland's history March 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the North Indian River County Library in Sebastian. Her talk is sponsored by the Sebastian Area Historical Society. Be sure to listen to past Floridate shows online. Just go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.